Bethany, a server at an IHOP in St. Charles, Illinois, got the surprise of a lifetime on New Year's Eve. She's working the dinner shift, and who should walk through the door? Donnie Wahlberg. Now, maybe you recognize that name. He's the star of Blue Bloods, so maybe you know him from there. Or perhaps you were a fan of the 80s boys bands, and really, who wasn't? So he was in New Kids on the Block. That's Donnie there on the right. But that's not the surprise. The surprise was after he left. After he left, Bethany went to pick up the check, and she saw the gratuity. He had left her $2,020, 2020. And he wrote underneath it, Happy New Year, have the 2020 tip challenge. Now, this isn't new for Donnie. No, he picked it up from a story because the previous weekend in Alpena, Michigan, there, a server by the name of Danielle waited on a couple. They left. She went over to get the check, and sure enough, there was a $2,020 tip with simply a Merry Christmas hashtag 2020 tip challenge on it. Amazing. People who were blessed, bless someone else. Because obviously, Wahlberg and this other couple had the capacity to give a $2,000 tip, right? So they were blessed, and so they went on to be a blessing to someone else. But it doesn't stop there, because that doesn't have to be $2,000. Daniel told the local paper that after she got over the shock of that kind of tip putting on her check, that she went out to dinner that night. And so she wanted to keep on with the 2020 tip challenge. Obviously, she couldn't give the 2020 away. That had been given to her. So she gave a tip of $20.20. She had been blessed. So she was going to be a blessing to someone else. For the next couple of weeks, we want to dig into what does that mean? What does it mean blessed to be a blessing? What I hope happens here is that all of us have a greater appreciation for all the blessings that God has given to us. And then we are so motivated, we're so moved, that we want to be a blessing to someone else. Now, this culminates next weekend as we kick off with our partnership with Hope Chest Ministries, as we adopt a school in La Cachia, Guatemala. You have an opportunity to do all kinds of things to change a life, change a community, and change the future, really, of future generations, if you so choose. But if what does it mean that I'm blessed, so now I'm going to be a blessing to someone else? I think it comes down to these three things. It comes down to respect, result, and responsibility. By respect, what I mean by that is blessed doesn't mean better. Just because you've been blessed, just because you have more than somebody else, doesn't mean that you're better than someone else, right? Jesus was very clear on this in his parable about the end times and the final judgment. So we just read it a few moments ago, and he talks about the fact that he thanks these people on his right for visiting him in prison, feeding him when he was hungry, clothing him, all those things. So they go, what? We never did any of that for you. And here's the response. And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Interesting wording that Jesus uses there, when he says, when you did it to the least of these, so calling out the fact that these are the folks that would be the lowest on the social rung, if you will. They would be the poor, they would be the needy, they would be the hungry, right? The least of these, but he calls them my brothers. He puts himself on the same level as them. In other words, Jesus is leveling the playing field. God, when he looks at us, has no partiality. He sees no difference. He values all human beings the same. James picks up on this in the letter that he wrote to a congregation. So if you look at chapter 2, verse 1, he says, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, obviously, something was going on in that congregation where they were treating the wealthy different than the other people. They were getting the seats of honor. They were getting preferential treatment. James takes them to task on that. No, that's not the way. That's not how God operates. But then he writes something that I got to believe would have been of a bit of surprise to the readers. He says this. He says, listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? He seems to be suggesting that those who don't have a lot They have a stronger faith. They're rich in their faith. They're their spiritual maturity. Now, part of that kind of makes sense because they don't have anything, and so all they do have is their faith in God and their trust in God. But you've experienced that. You've had those times in your life where you've exhausted all of your resources. You've tried everything that you know how to fix some issue or some problem in your life. Nothing changes. Nothing seems to work. And finally, you just throw up your arms and you say, well, I guess you're going to have to do something, God. Well, God was going to do something all along, right? But God has brought you to a point, to show you where you should put your trust. Put your trust and your faith in Him, and then He comes alongside of you and He gives you the strength and then He gives you the willpower to go on. See, that's what it is. He brings us down to that breaking point so that we trust in Him. Again, what we have here is a level playing field. God treats all people the same. He values all people the same. So if we've been blessed and we're going to be a blessing to someone else, we bless with respect. We bless with respect, honoring those people, valuing those people the same way that God values them and loves them. Did you notice something about the 20-20 tip? Both couples had left the restaurant before their generosity was discovered. There was no opportunity for accolades to be showered upon them. There was no press conference. There was no fawning over them. They were long gone. They just simply put a nice note on there. Hey, thanks, Bethany, for great service. Happy New Year to you, right? But that was it. I mean, they don't even get a charitable tax deduction for that $2,000, right? They got nothing, right? Because they showed respect to those servers. When we are a blessing to others, we want to value them and honor them the same way that God does. So, bless with respect. And then, if we're going to be a blessing, understand that when we bless others, that's a result. It's not a cause and effect. In other words, it isn't, well, I'm going to be nice to people and then God will be nice to me. Right? I'm going to bless other people and then God's going to shower down blessings on me. Right? And you say, well, who would believe that? Well, evidently, according to my Facebook page, a lot of people do. On a daily basis, I get this kind of post on there. It always follows the same pattern. First of all, it starts out with some really inspirational, maybe encouraging or comforting words. Maybe they quote somebody famous. Maybe they toss in some scripture. Right? Good. Right? Then it says, if you've been blessed by this, then like and share and bless someone else. I'm with them. I like it. It's okay, right? Then they ruin it. If you share this within 30 seconds, within the next 7 days, God will give you whatever you ask. What? Or sometimes instead of that, they bring the hammer down, right? If you choose not to share this, that means that you hate God, your mother, and all that is good in this world. God is not tracking your likes and shares, right? And God doesn't bless you because you're nice or you're kind or you're compassionate. We're all in the same boat. None of us deserve it. We can't earn it, right? We don't deserve it. God just gives it to us. God just simply blesses us. So God blesses, and the result is we respond with wanting to be a blessing to someone else. But it begins with God. God showers down His blessings upon us. Take inventory of your blessings in life, right? Start with the stuff that you can see, that you can touch, your tangible blessings, right? The car you drove in today, the house that you live in, the clothes that you have, all the nice things that you have, those are blessings from God. And you say, now hold on a minute, I worked hard for all of that. Yes, you did, and so do I. Right? You work hard for your paycheck. I work hard for my paycheck, right? You work hard to earn a living. I work hard to earn a living. But who gives us the ability to do that? Who gives us the knowledge? Who gives us the skills? Who gives us the strength to get up each morning and go to work and earn a living? That all comes from God. So everything that we've earned, everything that we have is a blessing from Him. How about intangible blessings? Family, friends, experiences of life, the things you can't put a price tag on, All those are blessings from God. How about the most important one? Spiritual blessings. The spiritual blessings from God, they last in eternity. I mean, after all, he takes sinners and makes us saints, right? I mean, we just celebrated the birth of Jesus. He came for just one reason. Scriptures tells us he comes to save his people from their sins, right? He came to redeem us. He came to live the life that we couldn't live and to die the death that we should have died, so that through him, our relationship with our Father in heaven is restored. Through him, we have an eternity awaiting us. Through him, we've got forgiveness. Because of his life, death, and resurrection, we don't have to live with guilt anymore. It's a clean slate. Any moment of any day, you come before God, you got a clean slate. It's wiped out. So remorse, that's something in the past. It's a history. Regrets, you don't have to live with those. He offers you a new life, a changed life, so that you can live for him. Essentially, you can live the way that you were designed and created to live originally before sin messed everything up. These are all the blessings of God. They're innumerable for us. So we take stock of those blessings, and then the result is we respond. We respond. We want to be a blessing to others. There's biblical precedent for that. Let's take a look at Abraham. This is what God said to Abraham, Genesis 12. I will bless you and make your name great. Why? So that you will be a blessing. So God blesses Abraham. And then Abraham blesses, frankly, all of humanity, because from his line came the birth of Jesus. Speaking of Jesus, he said this, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Right. So Jesus is saying, let your light shine, right? Be a blessing to other people. But when you do that, you bring glory and honor to him. Because essentially, they're seeing God and his love and his grace through you. So as a result of the blessings you have received, you respond by wanting to bless others. And then finally, we're blessed to be a blessing because, well, it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility that we as Christians have. He says, those that have been blessed, then they need to be a blessing. Jesus put it this way in Luke chapter 12. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. Right? So it's a responsibility that we have. God has abundantly blessed each and every one of us. And part of our responsibility as a Christian, part of our responsibility as a steward of managing what God has given to us, is that we want to be a blessing to someone else. That's how we want to respond. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out to lunch today and leave a tip of $2,020, okay? Some of you might, right? That may be within your purview, and you might bless that person. I'll tell you what, the two servers in Alpena and in Illinois, huge blessing to them. They're barely scraping by. The one's a single mom, right? Made a difference in her 2020. So that might be a way, right? It may be next week. Maybe next week you want to be a friendship partner with an Lakachian and have a child that you correspond with and you watch grow up and change a generation. Maybe it's going on one of the mission trips down there. Maybe it's supporting a project. Or maybe it's none of that. Maybe it's not something tangible. But maybe it's sitting with a friend who's lonely. Maybe it's sending an encouraging text to someone. Giving a call to a family member. We've been blessed in tangible ways, intangible ways, and spiritual ways, and we can be a blessing in tangible ways, intangible ways, and spiritual ways. All of us have been blessed, and we've been blessed so that we can be a blessing. I really think it boils down to respect, result, responsibility. Amen. Just stand and pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for the enormous amount of blessings that you have showered down upon us. May we be the best stewards possible of everything that you have given to us. And may we be motivated by your Spirit now to be a blessing to others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.